Let's get on with the show. So, Rory, good morning and welcome to 88.5 and Country in the Valley.
Good morning, Susie.
We
and
did,
everybody else.
And everybody else that's listening in. So, look, thank you so much for giving us some of your time today. I really appreciate it. So you are which state? In which state?
I'm in New South Wales.
In New South Wales.
Yep.
Awesome. So your state has gone through some real heartbreak over the last sort of few months, right, with lots sort of going on. Have you been sort of personally affected by the fires and the floods and everything else that's going on over there?
No, we haven't. We've been very fortunate where we are not to have actually, been a part of it all, the fires and the floods and all that sort of thing. We've, I think the other day we had some extraordinarily heavy rain and we were just really grateful for it, because, we live on water tanks here, so, they're about a foot, so our showers were at a all-time premium.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's talk about you and your music, young man, because I have been saying your silky smooth voice, absolutely love it. So tell us a little bit about your music journey so far.
I guess, way, way, way back.
You're not that old.
It started in about 1989, too. and it's still going. So, I've been quite fortunate and, started off in Melbourne, really, because I lived in Melbourne most of my life.
Oh, okay. What part of Melbourne?
Just in a little suburb called East Bentley.
Okay, yeah.
And various other suburbs around Melbourne during the years.
Yeah, yeah.
From East Bentley to living in a box and Jim and Dandenong and, all over the place.
Oh, rightio. Been to Dandenong myself.
Yeah, that's it. And, all that. And, saw the good years where you could walk up and down Smith Street, Collingwood, and see your name on four billboards and knew where you were playing that week.
Oh, brilliant.
The good old days. And, saw all that. It was pretty easy to get a gig back then.
Yeah.
And, it was around about 2000, and I thought, because I'd played in various bands and duos and God knows what else. And,
yeah.
Decided that I'd go solo and put out an album called Ride, which was really written around time I spent working at the Sacred Art Mission in St Kilda.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for 350 hours of involuntary community service. And so I wrote the album, and the media grabbed it, and it went really well. And I've been going ever since. And it was about 2004. I decided that I'd go over to the UK, and I spent a lot of time touring around the UK and parts of Europe. And
fantastic.
And got to do great show, played over there at the Isle of Wight Festival, and little place at Llama Tree Shetland Festival, and Maryport Blues Festival, all sorts of things.
Oh, wow, fantastic. So, the music's actually taken you around the, it's all over the place,
Yeah, I mean, had some great experiences, from Germany to Denmark, France, all over the place.
Yeah. It's amazing, actually, how popular country music is in Europe. I don't know why. I'm from Europe myself. I'm actually from a little town called London. Yeah. And, it's just amazing how popular country music is over there. You just kind of go, really? Because there's really not very much country there, if you get my meaning. There's not that vast expanse that you kind of associate with country music. But the love of it is absolutely there. I know that.
I found the Americana scene over there to be quite healthy. It was very good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, because I'm about to play Bitumen Cowboys. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about that song and the inspiration for it.
Yeah, well, it was actually a friend of ours. He was an old ex-truckie. And we were just sitting down there having a cup of tea one day, and he was talking about, his life.
Yeah.
And as a truck driver, and then he wound up the conversation without, going into depth about the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
He just wound up the conversation. He said, I suppose we're all a bunch of bitumen cowboys at the end of the day.
And it was just
what a great line for a song.
Yeah.
So, of course, knowing what the truck driving life is like, from him, and the experience of the loneliness and the family issues and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. Being away, I know. I've got a couple of friends myself that have done the long distance driving in the trucks as well. So absolutely the stresses and strains that brings.
It's very similar to being a musician on the road in many ways.
Yeah, absolutely, because you're away from the family, right?
Yeah, you're away from the family. And, I can remember one tour 1 year, it was about over a course of about 9 months over there. I clocked up somewhere in the vicinity of about 16,000 miles of touring.
Mm-hmm.
So you can relate to, what the truckies go through and the lifestyle they have.
That's right, because it's can be really challenging as well, because, I know some guys that sleep in their trucks, others will maybe get a motel room, but I know a couple of years ago, my excuse me, my 9-to-5 job took me away from home a lot that year. I realised how much I didn't need whilst I was travelling and living out of a suitcase.
Well, it was always a case of, you know, land over in the UK, go to Tesco, get some clothes and off you go.
Tesco's. Oh, I miss Tesco's.
The shop that has everything.
That's right, absolutely everything. Right, okay, so guys, we're about to play Bitumen Cowboys by Rory Ellis. Enjoy, because it's a fabulous song.